I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The ball, if it's at the right price. Well, that's what I got that. You ain't going to spend $20 million on it.
Well, he's
Tom Brady.
Got the money.
No, you're going to go invest that money. You're going to be stupid.
What typically happens, right?
Are you going to sell it again?
Well, right.
That'd be the point.
That's true.
And he's not.
Right. What typically would happen is Tom Brady would, or whoever it is, would reach out to the fan and say, hey, I would really like to have that ball. I'll hook you up with a jersey.
That's what happens all the time.
Season tickets for the rest of your life.
Give you a baseball bat.
Yeah, you know,
baseball,
you make it right, right? Like, you make it worth their while.
I think he would have got you with that.
You know,
and you do it early before you're a rock star.
Oh, 100%. You do it that night.
Yeah.
You do it. I mean, you just do. You find out, okay, who has this ball? How can we reach out to him? Can I send him a jersey or some garb, gear?
Did they even win the game? He might not have been looking at it that way.
Interesting.
Let's see.
I mean, you might have been sad about a loss.
I'm just saying, most quarterbacks, yes, your first one, you're probably going to want it right. But hell, we don't even.
Patriots did win.
Oh, they did.
29-26.
Hey, he won the game coming in.
Yeah.
Threw a touchdown. That seems to me he's got all the details that you'd want to keep it to that, to John's point. And immediately to that point.
Tom Brady in this game was 33 of 54, 364 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks.
His first game he threw for 360-something yards.
I guess this would have been his first game, right? Because it was his first touchdown pass. So, yeah, that's absolutely true. His first full game, that's what he went for. It happened pretty quickly. Wow. All right, before we go to break, you have unlimited funds, so you're going to win the bid. What's the one sports memorabilia auction item that you're going to get? What do you have to have?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I could go, some Jordan, some of his earliest shoes or something.
Right.
Because it feels like if you get into the beginning is where the money's going to be.
Because you want to display it. It needs to be, like, a nice display, right?
But I can't get out of my head the image of him holding up that follow-through against Brian, don't call me Byron Russell, after a lot of people want to call it a push-off, to win that last title, that ball going through the net to win. Give me that ball. Because it's the capper, right? It's the sixth. It's after, it's the second three-peat.
Yep.
It's the capper to Mike, and it'd be more with the – but come on, that's the Mike I remember, not the one with the Wizards. The one I like to envision is that one that's got that – holding that follow-through up there. Give me the ball that went through that net.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
To cap off the six titles for the Bulls and Michael Jordan. I'm probably selling myself short here because you want something at the beginning. It sounds LeBron's rookie card, Tom Brady's rookie card. Those things, this first touchdown pass. But I'll take my chances that one's going to be worth a pretty penny. So it's something that's been near and dear to me for
You'll
a while.
Be able to
so give me that.
That if you
oh
so
my
choose.
Gosh, my gosh, I'd get a ton for it.
John, how about you?
I would just I would take Michael Phelps' 8 gold medals in 2008. I would buy those, and I would display the gold. I mean, it's a freaking gold medal. It's Michael Phelps' gold medal.
Interesting.
You cannot beat gold medals because you can't buy them. So I would say if they ever were on an auction, I would say, let me have Michael Phelps.
8.
That is so random from you.
It is.
It is. I wouldn't prepare for that.
It's a gold medal, man. There's nothing cooler than gold because they're the Olympics. They're the Olympics. You're competing across the world. So
can I offer an option that would have probably been more suitable for you? The Rock's first pair of wrestling draws.
You can't display those.
The first ones that he ever rolled up on those big, thick legs, on those big, thick thighs.
Yes. You cannot
imagine how much those would be worth right now. Probably a black pair of draws, John?
Yes.
A pair of wrestling draws, isn't that what you call them?
Probably.
That or his knee pads or something. I just imagine for you, both high in monetary value, but also in personal significance.
Well, you don't even think that wrestling is real. So it's like, well,
he was out there in them draws, though. And, yeah. And now the man's going to be your president here very soon in a few years.
I would go with Michael Phelps' 8 gold medals because there would be nothing cooler than that.
I think Brad and I were disappointed by your answer. Brad, you are a Cardinal. Is there something of Cardinal memorabilia or something of your childhood that you would, if you had, as John put it, unlimited funds, what's your
memorabilia? My ultimate answer is not going to be Cardinals, and it's going to be closer to where you're at because I grew up an Illinois Bulls fan. You know, I watched WGN telecast all the time. It'd be any piece of Cardinals fan. Like, you think about old Augie Bush's red cowboy hat he used to wear when he would ride around on the Clydesdales, and he was actually part of those processions. If I had that big red cowboy hat, because they even do red cowboy hat night at the Cardinals, it's not worth anything, though.
I was going to say, yeah, you're going to get that, but it's about $100.
You know, you got the Go Crazy Folks ball in 1985
Brad,
from Ozzie.
We gave you unlimited funds, man.
Why are you going cheap? Okay, here it is. Here we go. In my college dorm, it was the Michael Jordan moment from the dunk contest where he's got that ball cocked up,
yep,
and you see the Gatorade sign behind it. I want two pieces. I want that Gatorade sign behind him in the poster, okay, and I want the ball that Jordan cocked with that winning dunk in that con. Because I had that thing in my college dorm room right
across.
Was
that the one from the free throw line?
It was the free throw line dunk. Yeah. And, you know, he's like up, and he's got
the
ball.
I had the same poster, I think. I don't remember the Gatorade thing as much. You know who's in that picture that I look at all the time? Craig Sager's in the background watching that thing from in front of the near the scores table.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to see a picture if I had the same poster as you
do. I think it's the same one.
Craig Sager's in that photo, too, of that poster.
But I want the actual sign, too. So I'd like the memorabilia wall.
Okay.
I want that sign by the poster, and I want that ball, and maybe even the shoes if I could have it.
I think I might have won this.
Well, I mean, I think 8 gold medals is just like, there's no topping that, man. 8 gold medals.
I have the
Michael
sign,
Phelps,
though.
And it's Michael Jordan.
Michael Phelps is one of the greatest American athletes of all time.
I think I like Jason's better. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, that's okay.
The world is going to like it better, brother. Like, come on. We love Michael Phelps. Nobody could touch him.
I mean, it looks pretty, Jason.
But
or John.
It doesn't compare to Jordan and sort of the era that was the Bulls in the 90s.
I like the Jordan stuff.
I'm going to disagree with
you there. Let's narrow it.
I thought you were going to say like Bo Jackson's first pair of cleats or something. Give us something.
Hey, real quick before we get to Gavone, you're forced to buy a Memphis piece of memorabilia. Okay, you have now. Here's where I would go to that.
I
would get the sign that's in the gym over there by Liberty Bowl, the Coliseum. I want that big sign in the middle. I would refurb that. I want that. That's what I want. That Coliseum's drop sign.
You mean the what would have been the Jumbotron, the old school scoreboard?
That's what
in the
I
middle?
Want.
Interesting.
I want that Coliseum, that big ass sign from the Coliseum. I want that.
Okay.
That's what I pick.
Okay.
What about y'all?
I would go the FedEx Tiger jerseys that never were. That's what I would do. I would like to hang those up. Remember those? The purple ones?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. There were some purple Memphis basketball jerseys that they were going to roll out.
Dude, I believe your man Charles that you mentioned.
Yeah.
The Ray
Pill.
I think he's got one.
He just told me last night I got to see his memorabilia room because he said it's sick. Him and Becky got the hellacious memorabilia room.
Yeah, I would like to have one of those hanging up.
Purple jerseys. I never heard about the purple jerseys.
Yeah, there's a pirated, smuggled picture of it. Like it's
one,
blurry.
One thing in
all
Memphis
right,
sports
Jason.
I want. I love this question, Brad. I love the way you localize it. I want that first Kango wore by Larry Porter.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because really, we like to give it to Puente, don't we, John? We love to give it to Puente. But that talent got here, guys like Bobby McCain, because of the great Larry Porter.
The Kango.
And that Kango, I'll always.
That's good.
It's one of the I've taken
that's
that
good.
Page from him. Give me that first Kango,
there's the
Larry
jersey.
Porter.
It's actually orange and purple.
Oh, that is sweet looking.
Yeah.
That is sweet looking.
It looks like a Tennessee jersey. I think that's why it never happened.
It's orange with purple striping on the side.
Yes, exactly.
A Larry Finch jersey or something.
Interesting.
Game worn jersey would be worth a ton.
It was FedEx Appreciation Night.
Can you imagine, though,
we should have more of those.
If you had a cool room with a place where you could position that Coliseum drop sign, though, that would be kick-ass.
You're going to have that in the backyard. That thing big.
Yeah, my dad's
got
a big enough place he can do it in his garage, but I don't have a big garage like he does. You'd have to have a tall ceiling.
All right, we will be back. Talk a little Iverson Classic with Jonathan Gavone on the other side. Jason and John, 92.5 ESPN.
Memphis' flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. and Odyssey Station.
Are you ready to earn extra income and start living again? Plan a vacation, pay off your car note, finish those house repairs? Join the Marcos Pizza Delivery Team. We pay the highest in total compensation for delivery drivers and receive a $100 bonus after working 100 hours. Take home cash nightly, full or part-time with flexible hours. We're handing out earned stimulus checks twice a month. Apply in person at any Mid-South area Marcos Pizza, including North Mississippi, or online at marcos.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Danny, what kind of mom are you?
I'm a working mom.
And there's stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, even pets moms. And what do y'all all have in common?
We love diamonds.
And the reason is because diamonds last forever, just like your love for your kids.
That's exactly right.
And they remind you every day when you're wearing them around your neck, on your wrist, on your fingers, on your ears, you're always reminded of how much your kids love you.
That's what we want for Mother's Day from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Diamonds.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts starting May 10th.
Mayday! Mayday! This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May Instant Games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-375-6741. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-375-6741. That's 800-375-6741. Again, 800-375-6741.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'll do what I'm doing to you, girl. The way that I do it should be.
Jonathan Gavone is an NBA draft analyst over at ESPN. He is the absolute best in the business. He's here in Memphis for the Iverson Classic. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Jonathan, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time as always.
I'm doing great. Just loving your city here. Been eating well. Amazing weather. It's been phenomenal.
Yes.
Pleasure to have you.
Beautiful. We love having you here. I mean, it is frankly absurd, right? I mean, the amount of talent that are playing in Memphis this week, isn't it?
Absurd. I mean, it's NBA guys walk in, they're like, we saw the roster and we never dreamed that this group would actually materialize. And they were just smitten because a lot of them have not been out in 15 months, and this is their first time, you know, getting out and scouting, and they're like, wow, I gotta shake off the rust here pretty quick because this thing is moving fast. There's some future lottery picks in this building.
So tell us a little bit about what you saw, and particularly I saw you tweeting about it, about that Holmgren-Banchero matchup in practice. How's that look?
It was very physical. They jumped. Center, the tip just to start, which was great, and then Paolo took Chet into the post on the very first possession and scored on him, and that was kind of how it was, back and forth, both guys getting after it, some really hard fouls, just a very high level of intensity that, you know, you don't usually see at these type of events. A lot of times, you know, guys, they want to be friendly, they're going between the legs and shooting jumpers, everybody's just kind of walking around. That was not the case yesterday. There was a lot on the line, and the guys really went at it hard. It was a lot more defense than offense because guys still trying to figure out how to play with each other and, you know, what is the hierarchy, the coaching staff. They don't really know the players, so they're trying to figure out what they have. And so I think today, hopefully, it'll settle in a little bit more. Yep. But it was just great to see the guys getting up and down.
You've got Banchero and Holmgren 1 and 2 right now in your 2022 mock draft. Just a little bit on each strengths and weaknesses, Jonathan.
Well, Chet is a phenom. I mean, he's 7'1", 7'6" wingspan, moves incredibly well. One of the best shot blockers I've ever seen at this level, this age. Just his instincts are incredible. It was just impossible to score on yesterday. And on top of that, he has some guard skills offensively. He can handle the ball. He can pass it. He can shoot threes. You know, his body needs a lot of work. I mean, he's still incredibly thin. He's around 200 pounds. Has a type of frame that you just don't know how much weight he's going to be able to put on. Mm-hmm. But he's tough. He's competitive. He was talking smack out there. Guys were going at him, and he did not back down. So it was just really good to see him. I mean, he's the type of guy who wants all the smoke. He wants to play in every competition, whether it's FIBA, USA Basketball, here. You know, a lot of guys that I've seen over the years, they just, you know, they rest on their laurels. I'm the number one player in the class. You guys come to me. He's going at everybody here, which is, you know, really
love
sets
that.
The tone for other guys.
Yeah.
Banchero is much more physically mature. He's 6'10", 250 pounds. But also has guard skills. We saw him bring the ball up the court yesterday. He can really pass. He can shoot off the dribble. But he has that ability to go inside and really dominate people down low because, you know, you could throw him on an NBA floor tomorrow and he would not look out of place. He's kind of like a young Al Horford, just physically. And, you know, I think he's better prepared to make an immediate impact next year at Duke. Probably doesn't have the same upside, but, you know, when you're 6'10 and you have that type of perimeter ability and also a feel for the game, the ability to block shots and rebound and do all the things he does, your upside is pretty high too. So it's going to be a very interesting debate. You know, which one of those guys ends up top, or does someone else emerge? You know, as a Jaden Hardy, you know, who's probably going to the G League, or Peyton Watson, who's going to UCLA. We don't know. You know, that's going to be one of the fun things to follow here over the next, you know, 13, 14 months.
There are some young men who are headed to the University of Memphis who are participating in this event. You've got Josh Minot, and then you have Jonathan Lawson. We'll ask you about each. But first, Minot, because he is the highest-ranked player in this class for the University of Memphis. What did you think of what you saw from Minot?
Very pleasant surprise. You know, came in, I think he was listed at like 6'8", 195, but he's grown. I mean, he looks like he's around 6'10 now, has a really nice looking frame that it's is going to fill out over the next 6 months here at Memphis. And he made some very athletic plays. He's a pretty versatile kid. He plays hard. You know, like a lot of young bigs, he's still figuring out what his game is exactly, especially in this type of setting where, you know, the guards don't know him, people aren't looking for him. But he found a way to make an impact, getting on the glass, blocking shots, running the floor. You know, so he actually made a very solid impression. I had never seen him play, and my impression was, this guy's going to play in the NBA eventually. I'm not sure how long it's going to take, but he has all the tools, so he's definitely on the right track.
And then what about Jonathan Lawson? He was sort of a late addition for Memphis basketball this spring, but I've seen a lot of Jonathan, and I think the potential is there. Although I don't work, I don't write for ESPN, and I'm not Draft Express. What did you think?
Yeah, he was quieter in the scrimmage. You know, there's just a lot of players at his position, and so you know it was kind of a struggle for them to figure out how to get all these guys on the floor. I think every roster has like 14 players, you know, and they scrimmaged, and I didn't get the best look at him. I was at one of his games earlier this year at the NIBC Invitational, and he actually played really well in that game, you know, handled the ball a little bit for them, you know, made some pull-up jumpers. You know, he's got great length, obviously. He's got a very intriguing frame. Obviously, he needs to get in the gym and work on his body. I mean, that's going to be a major key for him, but you know, I liked what I saw from him in January. I need to see a little bit more from him in this setting to get a better feel for him long term.
Kennedy Chandler, from everything I understand, Jonathan, is not participating, but obviously a huge prospect out of Memphis. And looked on your mock draft, you've got him number 10 for 2022 in terms of that lottery. What's he got to do to stay there? What do you like about his game, Kennedy Chandler, Jonathan, and what's he got to do to stay sort of in that position? What's he got to prove?
I think he just needs to produce and win. I mean, notice if you're a point guard, that's the best way to help yourself. I mean, in terms of the speed, you know, the ability to play out of different hesitation moves and the ball handling ability, and his jump shot has been the big thing that he needed to work on. Mm-hmm. And from what I saw, he's definitely addressed that. He made a lot of threes. I probably saw him play 5 or 6 times this year live just because he was so visible on the high school circuit with Sunrise Christian.
Yep.
You know, so, and he won. I mean, that's he against the Montverde and IMG and Wasatch and La Lumiere, all those top teams. He got the best of them more often than not. And so, you know, he's a little bit small. I mean, that's probably going to be the main thing that people nitpick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he has everything that you look for in a young point guard. I compare him to like a young Mike Conley. That's kind of what he reminded me of. Probably a little bit further ahead in terms of the shooting at this stage. I mean, Mike has turned into an incredible shooter, but he wasn't a guy who made a lot of long-range shots when he was at Ohio State.
Makes a
ton
of sense.
If he goes on to be Mike Conley, that is going to sting for Memphis basketball. All right,
letting him get to Tennessee.
Yeah, it just is. We're talking to Jonathan Givony of ESPN and Draft Express here on the show. I believe before the Iverson Classic practices sort of got underway, there was a local showcase as part of it where all the young men from Memphis who weren't going to be in the Iverson Classic and the surrounding areas, that happened before. TJ Madlock was participating in that. He's a guy that we've watched a lot of here in Memphis. His dad was on staff at Memphis. What did you think of TJ Madlock, who's headed to South Carolina State?
He really stood out. I mean, he actually was probably the best player on the floor. You know, like if you look at his impact on both ends. You know, I looked at him, I was like, this guy can play anywhere. You know, like it's amazing that he's going to be at South Carolina State. Obviously, he's following his dad, and that's a great move for him. He's going to maybe be one of the best players in that conference from day one. Mm-hmm. Just a very physical, intense, versatile defender, very good athlete, and made a lot of shots. You know, kind of a funky jump shot, but went through a stretch where he made 5 or 6 threes in a row in a 3-on-3. I was like, okay, this guy does have some shot-making ability too.
Yes.
And just played with just such a high level of intensity, really lifted up the scrimmage. And so I came away saying, this is a guy we got to keep an eye on at South Carolina State.
When you watch him, do you think he's a point guard?
No, I don't think, but I don't think he needs to because he's got pretty good size. He looks like he's around 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", long arms, good frame. you know, it was tough to tell because these guys had never played, you know, with each other. But he did some good things in the open floor with the ball in his hands. When I saw Lawson, I also saw him. He's on the same team, Houston High. He didn't look like a point guard, you know, but he could maybe develop in that.
Right.
I mean, going to South Carolina State, he's probably going to have the ball in his hands quite a bit. And maybe that's the reason, you know, behind going that, along with obviously following his father and helping him win games. So, yeah, I could see it potentially maybe down the road.
That NBA, I got to ask you, you touched on it, Jonathan, but I just imagine that NBA personnel that was in there and had, you know, limited in-person times to watch these guys. Imagine, we heard you said it's awesome. Imagine they were saying the same thing, having sort of getting back together, everybody back, and you could watch these guys in person.
Yeah, no, it was just fun, I think. You know, I mean, people have been locked away.
Yeah.
They've been at home, you know, and it's just great to reconnect with people that you haven't seen in so long. And, you know, so I think people are just, they're gaining an appreciation here, you know, for how good their lifestyle is, you know, and how much they missed it. And
right.
So that's a good thing, I think.
It's normalcy.
Jonathan, man,
yeah.
Great stuff as always.
Thank
always
you, Jonathan.
Appreciate your time here on the show, man. Thanks. Enjoy Memphis.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Yep. He is Jonathan Givony of ESPN and, of course, Draft Express right here in Memphis for the Iverson Classic. I mean, look, I don't know how you're
and
not.
Kettero.
How you don't love everything he had to say about all the guys that Memphis is either bringing in or are involved with Memphis. That was a very positive evaluation, I thought.
The thing that stood out to me is what he said about T.J. Madlock, sort of what we've said all along. This kid could play anywhere, including at Memphis. Yeah. Oh, what a stud, you know, that you're going to have at South Carolina State and your son. Hopefully, like you said, they can win big. Tony can move up quickly. You do it with a guy who Givony thinks can play. Talk about keeping your eyes on T.J. Madlock. Tells you how criminally underrated this kid is. Criminally underrated.
Yeah, I mean, look, there could be a chance that we look up in 2 years and we're like, why doesn't Memphis have Kennedy Chandler or T.J. Madlock on their team? You know, I mean, I think that's a real possibility because those dudes are going to have really, really good careers. If Kennedy Chandler is a
if Madlock was going to get a job, you'd literally been saying, hey, hold on so we can have your kid, right? I mean, that one's a little bit different.
Yes.
In terms of Kennedy Chandler's a five-star.
Yes.
That you decided, you know what, Tennessee
Correct.
Might be. So
no,
we're going
no,
to let
exactly
this.
Right. I mean,
so
yes, Kennedy would hurt.
You'd have had to held back his father,
yes.
Right? Because that's what that was about.
Yes, that right. is true. There's no doubt about that. The Kennedy's would hit different than
Correct.
TJ's.
Correct.
Because, you know, whether you chose to pursue Kennedy or not, when you're talking about young Mike Conley, that's pretty much what this damn Memphis basketball team needs.
He literally has him mocked at 10, and he talked about it. He's got him mocked at 10. He knows how big Kennedy Chandler is. And better said, how small he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest hurdle for him. He's got him at number 10 right now. The kid plays bigger than his size and has for most of his career. Boy, he would have been a priority for me.
Yeah.
I know that.
Well, anyway, good stuff from Jonathan Givony as always. We'll be back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 90.10 FM, ESPN.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up our award-winning 5G network in more places than ever. And to celebrate, we're upgrading everyone to 5G. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. It's time to upgrade your phone and your plan. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Plus, when you switch, you'll get unlimited 5G for the same price as Verizon and AT&T's limited plans. Now that's an upgrade. And just one of the reasons why T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone via 24 credits plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit required. Plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams at 480p. See T-Mobile.com.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Hey, it's moving season. And if that's your season, call Blacktown Moving for all your moving needs. Whether you're thinking about relocating home, office, cross town, cross country, doesn't matter. Black Tie is here to serve your needs. 316-619-6316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. They understand that at Black Tie. They're licensed. They're bonded. They're insured. I know I've used them twice. Jeffrey's used them. My man Garrison has used them. Every single time, the experience has been top-notch. That's what you get with Black Tie Moving. Nothing gets broken. Your walls don't get scratched. They don't drop anything. They're the best in the business. They're efficient, best of all. They're not just going to be standing around running up your bill. They're going to get you in your home. They're going to get out of your way. That's what they do at Black Tie Moving. So book your move now. It's going to start booking up fast because the summer is right around the corner. They want to take the chore of your moving your things out of your hands and making it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
Hey, Memphis, did you know there's over $1 billion of unclaimed property in Tennessee? Checking to see if you have missing money is easy. Go to claimittn.gov and start your search today. That's claimittn.gov.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
He is Rob Fisher. The Fish Nation, Valley Sports pre, post, sideline reporter for the Memphis Grizzlies. Fish, I wish we were meeting under better circumstances.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility to make sense of all of this.
I think I can. I think I figured it out. I've had a revelation this week and figured out what everything, what's happening and what's going on with this basketball team.
Please,
so I got it all figured out. Well, it's rather simple, and it might not be the answer that you guys want to hear, and it might not be for great radio fodder, but bottom line is you look at the schedule from game one this season to now through, 66 games. They're a 500 basketball team. That's what they are. That's the reality of the situation. This is a 500 team. They don't play consistently. They don't play consistently game to game. They don't play consistently within games. Some guys are great one week. Some guys are then they're not very good the next week. And it's all signs of a 500 basketball team. We thought coming into the season they'd be a 500 basketball team and they'd be around 7, 8, 9, 10. That's exactly what they are. That's exactly where they are. I think we got fooled. I think the team may have even fooled themselves with what happened in Portland. But to me, it just keeps coming back to that for me, that's what they are. They're a 500 team. Now, go out and beat Toronto tomorrow. You had a 2-1 trip, and it doesn't look so bad that you lost to Detroit. But, I mean, let's look at the reality, fellas. We can dissect all we want about rotations, about guys coming back, about guys being out, about guys being injured, and we can throw down everything. What Taylor Jenkins has done, what
what the Jaren Jackson's done, what Justice Winslow did. Bottom line is, as a team throughout the course of this season, with the exception of one seven-game win streak that they had early in the year, they've been a 500 team. Win one, lose one. Win two, lose three. Lose two, win one. I mean, other than that seven-game win streak, their longest win streak this season is three. So why should we expect them to have a longer win streak than that? Why should we expect more from that when we've seen such a great sample size thus far of what they are? And what they are is a 500 basketball team.
Well, I think at bottom, you're exactly right. And I think that if you'd have told people at the beginning of the season that, hey, we're going to get into May and we're going to have, you know, six games left and the Grizzlies are going to have a chance to be the eight in the West, people would say, oh, give me that all day. Absolutely great year, especially without Jaren. I'll sign up for that instantly. I do think that it's just funny. It's always about – it's not necessarily about what happens. It's about how it happens, right?
Right.
And I think – and wouldn't you agree, Fish, that the way that it's happening, the losses to Orlando, the loss to Detroit, these are teams that aren't even trying to win. That, I think, is probably more so than – where they are, it's how they're getting here, I think, that people are frustrated with. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. But again, I would tell people to look back. Let's go back to January, for example. Grizzlies go on that road trip, the first road trip of the season, and they go 2-1, beating Brooklyn, beating Charlotte, looking really good doing it. Lost at Boston, nothing to be ashamed of there. Then they come home, they play the Lakers for two games, and we're played really well, played good defense, played really competitively, lost both games, but they were right there, and you felt like it was a really good sign to see them compete with the best team in the NBA at the time. And then what do they do after that? I mean, I'm going back to January 7th. At home, after those two impressive performances against the Lakers, they lose at home to Cleveland. I mean, this isn't something that just started to happen. This is something that has happened all season. Let's go back. They win seven games in a row at the end of January. They go to San Antonio, sweep them. Then you go to Indiana, you lose on a second night of a back-to-back. Nothing to be ashamed of, but you had a good road trip. You had a good run of seven wins in a row. And then on February 4th, at home, you lose to Houston in a pitiful game. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is January and February we're talking about. Nothing's changed. It's been like this all season long. The one word Taylor Jenkins continues to use all year has been finding consistency. And the problem is the Grizzlies haven't been able to find consistency. Now, it's more frustrating this time of year because the games are magnified. The situation is magnified. There are only six left. You want to play with some desperation. You want to play with great energy. You need to bring all of that night in and night out. But this team has trouble finding that consistency to do it, like they have all season long. It's still trying to find the right guy, the right play, the right move to make when you need that basket, when you need us to stop a run. Trying to find that has been hard for the Grizzlies this year. And, you know, it's a building year. I mean, I've taken a step back, haven't gotten frustrated, and have just kind of realized this is what it's been. Now, can they come back and can they win three of the next six? Absolutely, because that's who they are. Can they get into the play-in and win one game? Yeah. Are they going to win three or four in a row? Well, why would we think that when they haven't done it all season long? So, you know, one week, DeAnthony Melton's the star of the team and needs to be starting. Now, in the last couple of weeks, he's been awful. Desmond Bain, two nights in a row, sets career highs, looks great, then comes out the next night, doesn't look very good. Grayson Allen, saving the team through a stretch, then all of a sudden doesn't look very good. I mean, and that's one position where you're trying to figure out who to play night in and night out, and, you know, you're flipping a coin on which guy's going to produce that night. And so you're just not getting the consistent production from certain positions of certain guys. And, again, to me, it all goes back to one thing. That's the mark of a 500 team, and that's where the Grizzlies have been.
And the mark – I'm with you, Rob, on a ton of that. And the mark of a young team, right, a team that's got a bunch of lessons to learn and certainly isn't a finished product. I'm piggybacking off you because everything you just said, that consistency word, it keeps coming back up flashing. So if you're trying to get that consistency at this point, man, why not just go ahead and put Jaren Jackson in the starting lineup and try to work toward it rather than bench, hey, he plays well, then we put him in, and then you're looking again for some consistency because
right.
we know inevitably there'll be an adjustment once he's back in. Do you still think with six games left that we're going to see him at some point in there as the starter, as they sort of publicly had stated was the plan?
I'm starting to wonder.
Me too.
And I'm with you. I'm on your side from the get-go. When he came back and was ready to go, to me it was a matter of just put him in the starting lineup.
Yes.
I mean, let's get him integrated as soon as possible into that starting lineup. Get him playing with Jonas Valanciunas. Get him playing at the four. And,
yes.
and I think what we've seen since he's come back is, you know, early on he played exclusively at the five
mm-hmm.
and was your backup five. Now he's playing more and more as the four. He's getting more minutes with Jonas Valanciunas. So now that you've gotten to that point, why not just put him in the starting lineup? Now, maybe, and again, this is, you know, everything we talk about, it's another example of why us not traveling with the team and being around the team this year due to COVID protocols is very difficult mm-hmm. because a lot of my answers to you would be, I don't know, because we just don't have that feel. But
I hear you.
Maybe it's a matter of, you know, what do we do with Kyle Anderson? Do we keep him in the starting lineup and move him to the three? Or do we move Kyle Anderson to the bench and ask him to go to the bench after how productive he's been all season long? Or do we just say, hey, let's leave the starting unit as is and let's see if Jaren can give us a pop off the bench? I don't know. I don't know what the rationale is because we're not getting answers when asked
right.
about the rotation. So I don't know exactly why it hasn't happened, but I'm starting to think now that this might be the way it is the rest of the year because with six games left, we're at the point now of, well, almost of asking, why would you put him in the starting lineup at this point
yeah.
with only six left? So I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. If it does, I'd be happy to see Jaren back in the starting lineup. It's a difficult decision for the coaching staff to make. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. But, yes, there's going to be another adjustment period when you do it. So maybe at this point you just don't do it. I guess that wouldn't surprise me
yeah.
if that's the case the rest of the way.
Well, I think they've clearly sort of shown their hand, right? This is sort of the plan, and this is not a front office that deviates from plans when they set them.
They stopped playing Winslow. Say that.
And, yeah, I mean, they did do that. I mean,
they showed that ability.
We shall see on Jaren. I will say, going into this season, right, I think we all were on the same page about whether or not the Grizzlies make the playoffs. Like, that's not going to – you know, it's not like the stakes are all that high right now, right? I mean, yes, if you get a playoff run or get two games, fantastic. But that's not really the goal for this season. I mean, from a big picture view, and look, it's hard to take that after you lose to the Detroit Pistons when they don't even have their best players, but it still applies. Like, if you add a lottery pick to this team, that's still a great way to finish a season, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess, but I'm like most people. I think that once you're at this point and you're there,
right?
Forget about
earned
that
it.
Stuff.
Right, right. You had earned
yeah,
it.
I mean,
yes.
forget
yes.
about lottery pick. Forget about that. Let's get in the playoffs. Let's win some games and let's get in the playoffs. And I think that the good thing is this team we've seen, they're capable of it. They're capable of knocking off anybody. They're capable of having that big game where the ball's swinging and they're popping and they're running up and down the floor and
yep.
they're shooting 50% and they're knocking down threes and they're defending and they're running out and getting fast break points. I mean, they're capable of it every single night. But then they're capable of what they did last night. And that's the frustrating thing. But at this part of the point of the season and where you are and where you're positioned, I think it's all about the fight to finish eight. You know, so you have a better opportunity than if you were to finish 9 or 10. And certainly that's the goal of the coaching staff. I mean, front office, maybe they have a different view. But I think as a coaching staff and as a player, you look at one thing, and that's trying to finish out this strong and trying to win as many games as you can and trying to be a playoff team and go in there with nothing to lose and try and knock somebody off. You know, I sit here and I talk about we're a 500 team and it's the reality of it and just look at the whole body of work, and I believe that, but I think I also believe that's not the mindset of the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the players aren't going in there every day going, well, we lost last night, that's all right, we'll get up tomorrow. I don't think that. I think that a lot of frustration has kicked in, but they've got to find that next gear. They've got to find – Jaren said it last night. You know, we've seen it before. We've done it before. well, man, you got to reach down and you got to dig down. Taylor talked about it last night. The energy was okay last night, but it needs to be better than okay.
Right.
This time of year, you've got to raise that energy. You've got to raise that fight. And I think the one guy that we've seen do it is Dylan Brooks. I think one thing that hurts this team this year is they don't have that veteran that's been there before, a guy that can tell them what it's like, a guy that can be a leader on the floor, a guy that can lead by example, a guy that can, you know, just give them the insight of what this time of year means. They don't have that. They're all going through it for the first time. Most of them are going through it for the first time. So I think it is a learning experience. It is a growing experience, but it's something you hope they learn really quickly.
Rob, is this the you got Toronto to beat first. I mean, you got to take them one by one at this point. We certainly know that with this young team. But tell me that on Monday, you know, and I got to feel like Ja's going to be amped. You talk about Ja was amped up after the TNT interview, and we saw what happened. I got to imagine, and maybe it's just that on Monday, when New Orleans is in here back at FedEx Forum, that Ja is looking. You talked about the mindset of the players, that that's one that they're going to be absolutely amped for. Can they do it this time? Robin, what's been the issue? Is it all a matchups thing? Can we finally get that first win in the Ja era against New Orleans on Monday? Because looks like you're going to need it if you want to be this eight. You need all of them at this point.
It has felt like it's just a matchup nightmare.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's just what it feels like. I mean, it feels like New Orleans owns the Grizzlies and nobody else in the league.
Exactly.
And sometimes you just have those matchup problems. For a long time, that was the case with Atlanta against the Grizzlies. It's been like that with Indiana against the Grizzlies, where you just have teams that it doesn't matter their record, their matchup just doesn't work for you. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not looking forward to it, to be honest with you.
But you
expect Ja to take it to that level. I liked the other night when the Grizzlies won in Minneapolis, and I talked to Ja after the game, and I asked him about his mindset, because he's always asked about his mindset, especially when he goes large in a game. You know, what was your mindset taking over the game or what have you? And I asked if it changes this time of year, and he said, yeah, it's win time. You know, you got to bring it. It's win time. Well, he didn't last night.
That's true. It's true.
You know, so will he on Monday? Yeah, and hopefully it's not picking and choosing when.
Oh, I'm
that with mindset's
you.
Got that
yeah.
mindset's got to be there every single night. And this is a kid that's been a winner his whole life.
Right.
He's played with a chip on his shoulder. He's had something to prove every year in his career going back to high school. So, yeah, I hope he brings that on Monday, and I hope he's got that attitude. But you know what? We need it from the whole team. Right now we're getting that attitude consistently from Dylan. We're not getting it from everybody else.
Spot on, brother.
Fish, you know we love having you on the show,
Thank
man.
You,
Thanks
Fish.
For the time,
so
as
much,
always.
Brother.
Have a great weekend.
You got it. Love you guys. Have a good one.
Yep.
You too.
He is Rob Fisher, sideline pre and post for the Memphis Grizz there on Bally Sports.
That he is so right, too.
Yeah.
That it can't just be Ja every
right.
other night that you get that Ja you saw it against Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yep.
And look, there's six games left. Might as well get that Ja the rest of the way here.
Yeah.
No matter who's against you, he's right. It needs to happen against Toronto. It needs to happen against Dallas, the two against Sac and Golden State, as much as it does New Orleans. I just imagine he's going to be amped for that Zion game.
Yep. All right, we'll come back, wrap this thing up on a Friday. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
When the doctor told us about my mom's cancer, it made me feel so helpless. Until I called the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and spoke with Grace, who answered all of my questions about the disease, treatment options, and cancer-related expenses. Her support and compassion made us feel whole again. Today, I'm calling Grace to let her know my mom is beating cancer. To learn more, visit lls.org.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue O Juke Joint, it is Friday. You finally made it to the end of your week. Why don't you reward yourself with a drink? You know my go-to is Blue Note Juke Joint. Why? It's smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. It's made, it's crafted right here in the great city of Memphis. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it. All the recipes you can find online at BlueNoteBourbon.com. If you're in the mood to make a cocktail, it's available wherever your favorite liquors are sold. It's just $29.99. You're not going to beat that anywhere here and it's a Memphis drink. The versatility, the taste, it's all great with Blue Note Juke Joint. So what are you waiting for? It's Friday. The work week is done. You did it. Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Nothing goes together in Memphis like Topps Barbecue and basketball, and their dining rooms are officially back open. They've been in business since 1952, and their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with drive-thrus open until 10 p.m.
You know, my dad raised me on Topps Burgers. I know many of you Memphians the same. You know, nothing's changed since they opened in 1952. That menu's still the same. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, better than ever.
You can order online at toppsbarbecue.com.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I'm a first-year resident in internal medicine, and my goal is to become a cardiologist. I could be home with my family, and being a first-time homeowner is exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. Immediately when I met Triumph Bank, I felt comfortable talking with them and understanding exactly what they were offering me, and I immediately felt like another friend and family of them. After we chose a home, it was seamless. I really felt like I didn't have to do anything except for sign on the dotted line. I felt so comfortable and welcomed with doing our mortgage. I thought it was just a slam dunk to go ahead and sign up for medical banking as well. My main goal in life is to make sure my family's happy. Having our home, I feel more secure. My son has his own room, and my wife feels happy. I'm Tyler Emerson.
I'm Tiffany Emerson.
And this is our Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. Yeah. New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery. Game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
McCully Roofing and Renovations. We've had some ideas around the house, Jason. We've had some renovation ideas. All my wife does is watch these shows, Love It or List It now.
Glad you
does.
Point that out, because it's not just roofing, is it?
No, it does. He does it all. That's he does right. it all. I mean, his expertise, of course, is roofing, but he can also help you out if you want to make any kind of improvements to your home. We're thinking about, you know, not to pull back the curtain entirely, Jason. We're thinking about doing a little shiplap in the bathroom. You like that?
Mm. Yeah.
I can tell you who we're going to call to do that. It damn sure won't be you. It'll be Chris McCully of McCully Roofing and Renovations. If you want to have some home improvement done, certainly he's the man for the job, does it all, bathrooms, kitchens, things like that. But also, if you find storm damage on your roof, if you got a missing shingle, whatever the case may be, call our man Chris McCully. And when he comes out, let him know you heard about him here on the show. He's going to hook you up with a free roofing upgrade.
Yep, maybe you'd like to do that in your bathroom as well. 487-7096 to make that call. If you don't believe us, just check out Memphis Most. They were voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most, and they've got a ton of five-star reviews over on Facebook. You look them up, McCully Roofing and Renovations. As John said, it's not just the roofing. They can handle renovation needs. Maybe you want to build out your man cave, that kind of thing. Chris McCully can help you there. But they do specialize in roofing. Small problem, big problem, doesn't matter what it is. McCully is going to diagnose it, then get it fixed correctly and for the right price. That's important. Don't want to get gouged here, and plenty of roofing companies will do that to you. And if you need that new roof, right, they're going to be honest with you, tell you, and they'll take care of all the insurance claim stuff to go with it. So again, 487-7096. It's McCully Roofing and Renovation.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars, bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough.
Mother's Day. It's Sunday.
Wow.
Already here. Jason's got some very special things planned, I know.
Of course.
For Faith at the house. It's first Mother's Day for me at mine, so I got to knock it out of the park. Set the tone for Mother's Days to come. I could honestly just not do anything. That way we just set the tone very low. Low bar.
That would be foolish.
But we're not going to do that.
Especially when Howie's ready to help you out.
We're not going to do that because we don't have to do that. We have Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't we? You come over there, Robert Irwin Jewelers, Howie's going to greet you, maybe with a drink. It's always a super fun, super easygoing experience at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And look, whether it's for working moms, stay-at-home moms, grandmoms, pet moms, does not matter. There is something there for everybody with everything in terms of budget in mind. So get on over there to Robert Irwin Jewelers this weekend.
Got stackable bands for mom. All the moms in your life start at just $199. They've even got the perfect gift for your pet's mom. Yes, your pet's mom. Got a dog mom. They've got the perfect diamond paw necklace that starts at only $79. You want to go up a little bit? How about the quarter carat diamond hoop earrings for $399? It's a great deal. And, of course, the Love's Crossing pendants. Two intertwining diamond hearts. They're set in gold or silver, whatever she likes. With a diamond in the middle, it's the perfect gift for mom. They've got hundreds more gift ideas that mom's going to love. She's going to love you on Sunday. Don't mess this up, men and women. You got to take care of mom. You do that by heading over to Robert Irwin Jewelers, where there's always bigger, brighter diamonds. Got great financing options available. Five locations here locally or online at rijewelers.com. Celebrate mom this weekend.
Seriously, what are you going to do in terms of the day itself? Need to know. I know you.
You do this just about every Mother's Day, I think. You put me on the spot.
Yeah, I need you to answer.
Just know I'm going to take care of it. I think the more newsworthy thing in this case is going to be what John does for Sam's first one.
Yes.
Because for me and Faith, this is getting to be old hat, and I'll probably do something old-fashioned.
Right, we'll get her like out an to iPod eat, all or that something.
Kind of, get her gift certificate to Amazon. The question is, what you going to do for Sam for the first time around? Because not only it's not just your mom now.
Yes.
You got to take care of Sam as well.
No, I mean,
as you know, Riley can't do a thing.
Yes, you're right. I'm going to get her a refrigerator so that she can store her breast milk.
What?
Yeah, he said that. This fool said that earlier this week, and I shook my head.
You know, one of the smartest things I ever did was get married on Mother's Day weekend because I can do combo pack.
You can do it both, yeah. Brett always thinking about how he can save. I like it.
Anniversary, you combine them.
Combo pack. This weekend, anniversary. This weekend, Mother's Day.
Very smart, man.
We gave Brett unlimited funds to get his – you could have one piece of sports memorabilia. He said he wanted to get a foam finger from the Cardinals game. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, man. We gave him all the unlimited funds. That's all he wanted.
He said he wanted an ice cream helmet. He wanted an ice cream helmet, man. I mean, come on, man. But yes.
That tight one ass.
Man, that refrigerator is for you, bro.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you got to get her something else.
Don't make that mistake.
It's going in the garage, man. It's for her breast milk.
One of them dudes that gets a present for yourself.
It's a breast milk refrigerator, brother.
Do this right, John.
Just for the breast milk.
I'm going to do it right.
Do this right.
It's a breast milk fridge.
I mean, what you going to do with that thing after the breast milk stops running?
Bro.
According to you, we ain't never going to stop having kids. So we just have it ready for the next one. All right.
We got you under 2.5.
All right.
Got one more.
That is going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Jonathan Gaboni. Thanks to Rob Fisher.
Appreciate you, Rob. Thank you, Jonathan.
Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Memphis is home of the Blues Barbecue and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has great gift ideas for any budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts starting May 10th.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Here's the dirt on dust. It may seem fine, but it's actually made of dead skin cells and dust mite droppings. That's where Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters come in. With thousands of specially coated fibers to trap and lock dust in one swipe. Dust can't hide on ceiling fans and bookshelves anymore. When you're done, just remove the disposable cloth and voila! That dust is gone for good. Now that you know the dirt, say goodbye to the dust. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters. Stop cleaning. Start Swiffering.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.